Hello, open language listeners. Welcome back. You are tuned in to a pre-intermediate lesson today. My name is Spencer.
And I'm Mike.
Hey, Mike. Do you know a thing or two about writing Chinese addresses in English? Do you feel comfortable?
Now, maybe, better. Okay. Not when I first came here, no.
Okay, no. So before, you didn't really have a good idea. You didn't know how to write Chinese addresses. I think a lot of our listeners aren't comfortable writing Chinese addresses in English either.
Yeah, I mean, the format is actually... For me, it's almost opposite.
Yeah. Yeah. So different countries have you write addresses differently, you know, a different order. Mm-hmm. That's a word that's going to be in our lesson today. So let's go ahead and take a listen to our lesson. We have our friends Ben and Roger with us today, and they are talking about Chinese addresses in English. Let's do it.
Hey, Roger. A potential client who can't read Chinese just asked me where our office is located.
And?
Well, I don't think I know how to properly write Chinese addresses in English.
Oh, that's pretty simple. The number comes before the street name.
Yeah, but then what?
You mean like the complex name, building number, office number, city, zip code, and all that good stuff?
Exactly. After the street number and name, is everything else written in that order?
Sure is, Ben. So our English address is 603 Hongxi Road, Jasmine Garden, Building 5, Room 1306, Shanghai, China, 200020.
Okay, but what about the district name?
As long as you have the postal code, it's not really necessary. But if you want to write it, you could do so right before the city name.
Awesome. Thanks for the help.
Okay, so I think our lesson kicks off with our friend Ben today. What does he say?
He says, hey, Roger, a potential client who can't read Chinese just asked me where our office is located.
Okay, so a lot of good words here, useful words. First one, potential.
Potential. In this case, talking about a potential client.
Mm-hmm. Meaning... So this means like could be.
Yes, so this person... could be a client. Mm-hmm. He's not a client now, mm-hmm. but maybe in the future he mm-hmm. will be.
Yeah, right. And this is an expansion word today, guys. So go ahead and check it out in the expansion section. We have a few examples there for you. So let's give another example. So like we said, potential means could be. Mm-hmm. So we have potential client, potential customers. Mm-hmm. What about like a potential wife?
Yeah, if you're dating a girl and you could say to your mom, she's not the same as the others. This one is a potential wife. You're really going to like her, mom.
Yeah, right. So you really like the girl mm-hmm. and you think maybe you will spend your life with her. Mm-hmm. She could be a potential wife.
Yes.
Another term, you could say potential problem.
Yeah, so it's not a problem now, mm-hmm. but you're looking ahead and you're thinking, you know what? We should be careful. This could be a problem in the future.
Maybe I shouldn't marry her. It could be a potential problem.
It could be, yeah.
Just a joke. But yeah, potential problem just means a problem that you might have later, mm-hmm. right? Also, this word potential is really good. People can also have potential, mm-hmm. right? So basically, let's say a worker at an office, he's really good. He's not good enough or he doesn't know enough to be like a manager mm-hmm. yet, yep. but he has the potential
yes.
to be the big guy one day.
Yeah, yeah. Right. We very often use this for sports, mm-hmm. For young players. Mm-hmm. They're not good enough yet, but mm-hmm. they have potential. They yeah. may be superstars one day.
Yeah, it means they will get better.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So we have the word client here. I think a lot of you might already know this, but this basically means customer, mm-hmm. right? People who buy things from you, yep. or maybe you buy from them and yep. you are a client. Okay, another good word here, located.
Located.
Yeah, located. Okay.
Sorry, different pronunciation.
Yeah. Okay, so the potential client wants to know where the office is located so he can go there. So basically, located is...
It just means the place where the office is, the location of the office.
Yeah, so this comes from location. So location just basically means, you know, where something is. Mm-hmm. What is the location of the hospital, or where is the hospital located?
Yep.
Where is your office located? Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. So Roger doesn't seem to know what the big problem here is. He says, and?
Yeah.
God, Roger, nice guy. So basically, Ben is afraid. He thinks he doesn't know how to properly write a Chinese address in English, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's worried that the client won't understand what he's written. So properly basically means to do something the right way.
Yeah.
To do it correctly.
Exactly. So do something the right way. Mm. Okay, so this is another expansion word here. So properly, like we said, just means to do something the right way. Could you give me an example of using the word properly?
Perhaps your mother will be angry with you and say, you didn't wash the dishes properly.
Yeah. Oh, man, you didn't wash these clothes properly. Yeah. They're still so stinky.
Yeah.
But yeah, just to do something properly. Again, this is an expansion word, guys, so go ahead and check it out in the expansion section, and you will have a good idea of how to use it. You will know how to properly use the word properly.
Yeah. Yes, you will.
Right. So Roger here really isn't too much of a help, right? He says, oh, that seems pretty simple, you know, and then but Ben says, but then what? You know, what about the numbers and all this stuff? Right, so Roger says...
You mean like the complex name.
Mm-hmm.
The building number, office number, city, zip code, and all that good stuff.
Oh, wow. Roger really is a bit of a sarcastic guy.
Yeah, he doesn't think it's a big deal, right?
No, he doesn't.
It's not fast.
Okay, so here we have a lot of key words here. The first one, so complex. This has a couple meanings. Actually, in English, it can also mean for our Chinese listeners, 很复杂.
So yeah, like as an adjective, yeah, it would be
difficult.
Difficult, yeah.
So complex here is more like a
小区.
It's like a 小区. Okay, so it's where all of the apartment buildings are, right?
Yeah.
Or maybe even office buildings.
Yes, I mean it can be a residential place or a business park, a business area. Yeah,
right. So residential would be like where people live.
Yeah,
residences.
Yeah.
Okay, here, and also, guys, I'm sure you understand this, but we have the terms building number and office number. Just put these in the vocabulary so you feel comfortable saying these things.
Yep.
Right, so the number of the building, the number of the office. But here we have this zip code. I don't think you have that in England.
In
now,
England,
do
we do not have zip codes. We have postcodes.
Yeah, which is mentioned later in here in the lesson. But here we have zip code.
Yep.
So this is basically like the long number that is given to different parts of a city or a place, basically.
Yeah, yeah. It's like a number to show you where in the city that letter or that place is.
Exactly. So different parts of the city will have a different postal code, right? And we will mention one here later that's a Shanghainese postal code. Okay, now he says this phrase here. He says, all that good stuff. He doesn't really mean this stuff is good.
No, he's being a little sarcastic.
Yeah, he's kind of joking.
Yeah, this is important stuff, but it's not very interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly. So these are boring details, but you need to know them, right? Maybe we should give an example of how to use this. Hey, Mike, I heard that you are planning to go on vacation, right?
Yeah.
Are you excited?
I'm so excited, mate. I cannot wait. Although... we need to buy tickets and book the hotels, and I need to go shopping for some new swimwear. In fact, I need to buy a suitcase, you know, all that good stuff.
All that good stuff, right? Okay, so basically, Mike is excited to go on vacation, but he has to do a lot of preparing. He has to do a lot of little boring things before he can go have fun.
And I hate shopping.
So do I. All that good stuff. Yeah. Okay, cool. So Ben here asks another question. He says, after the street number and name, is everything else written in that order? So basically the order that Roger just mentioned. And this is another expansion word today, guys. Really good word here. Order.
Yeah.
So order, basically, let's give some examples. You can have things in numerical order, so in order of numbers.
Yep.
So maybe biggest number to smallest number.
Sure, sure.
Or alphabetical order. This is very common in the West. Yep. So A, B, C, D, durian.
Durian. Egg. Fish.
Yeah, very good. So so all the foods are in alphabetical order.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So another example of having things in, like, alphabetical order, when I was a student in school, I remember all of the other students, the teacher would have a list of the student names, and it would go in alphabetical order of the last names, right? So A to Z, and my last name is Ball. B-A-L-L. So I was usually pretty high on the list.
And my last name is Bell.
So
I was also high, but I would have been behind you.
Yeah, that's right, because B-A and you're B-E.
B-E.
Hey, Ball and Bell. All right.
Change the name of the podcast. Ball and Bell.
Welcome to the Ball and Bell Show, guys. Okay, so let's keep on going here. Roger here says the address of their office in English. And what is it?
It is 603 Hongshu Road, Jasmine Garden, Building 5, Room 1306, Shanghai, China, 20020.
Yeah. Okay, so the last number there, that's the zip code, right? Or postcode.
Yep.
I noticed too, though, you said 603, 1306.
Right.
But you said 200020.
Yes.
So, guys, you will hear a lot of us in English, even when the number is actually a zero, a lot of times people say, oh.
Yep.
So just know that. It's not wrong.
I didn't notice I did that, actually. So, yeah, we do say oh instead of zero. It's not oh the letter. We mean zero. Yeah.
Okay, but here you said 200 because saying oh just sounds it sounds weird.
Yes.
So yeah, if there's like 10, we will probably say oh when we're talking. But if there are more than 10, we probably won't say oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Now Ben here has another question. Wow, a lot of questions for Roger. He says, "What about the district name?"
So the district, within the city, there are many districts. So, for example, in Shanghai, you have Jing'an District, Xuhui District,
Putuo
District, Huangpu District.
Yeah, many.
So these are all like smaller than a city, and within them, they have many, many streets and different areas.
Yeah, so basically just different parts of the city with different names, you know, for that part of the city. Also, some big cities in the West, London and New York, for example, have what's called boroughs.
Boroughs.
These are pretty much districts. I guess they're bigger than a district.
Well, in London, I think, I mean, I may be wrong, but the boroughs are boroughs because originally they were small towns. And as they expanded, they just became one big city.
Oh, you know what? I think it's probably kind of the same for New York. That kind of makes sense. Either way, guys, don't worry too much. District is used much more than the term borough. Just wanted to mention it for you guys. So here we have the other term, postal code. Mentioned this earlier as well. In America, it's called a zip code. In the UK, it's called a postcode.
It's called a postcode, and our postcodes aren't all numbers either. They have letters in them
too. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, so our zip codes have only numbers, but the UK, they use letters as well.
Letters and numbers, yeah.
Yeah. What about in Ireland? Is it also called a postcode?
I believe so.
Yeah, I would think so. I think only in America is it called a zip code. Yeah. Okay, so basically here, Roger says, as long as you have the postcode, the district name, it's not really necessary, mm-hmm. right? So it's not really needed.
Yep.
So this is also in our expansion section today, guys, is a very useful word in English.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yeah, necessary. So could you give me maybe one example of how to use the word necessary?
When going out in the rain, it is necessary to bring an umbrella.
Right. Or when going out in the rain, it is necessary to wear a raincoat if mm-hmm. you don't want to get sick.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Something like that.
Or when you get sick, it is necessary to take medicine.
Hey. Yeah. Very good. Okay, cool. Awesome. Right. So I think Ben here feels Roger has given him a lot of help. Mm-hmm. So he just says, awesome. It's kind of like, great. Thanks.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Super good.
Fantastic.
Just like this lesson. Okay. Let's go ahead and listen to the dialogue one more time.
Hey, Roger. A potential client who can't read Chinese just asked me where our office is located.
And?
Well, I don't think I know how to properly write Chinese addresses in English.
Oh, that's pretty simple. The number comes before the street name.
Yeah, but then what?
You mean like the complex name, building number, office number, city, zip code, and all that good stuff?
Exactly. After the street number and name, is everything else written in that order?
Sure is, Ben. So our English address is 603 Hongxi Road, Jasmine Garden, Building 5, Room 1306, Shanghai, China, 200020.
Okay, but what about the district name?
As long as you have the postal code, it's not really necessary. But if you want to write it, you could do so right before the city name.
Awesome. Thanks for the help.
Okay, before we get out of here today, we will talk a little bit about addresses in the U.S. and the order of address, mm-hmm. how right. you write it in the U.S. and the U.K. Mm-hmm. and how they are different. Mm-hmm. So, start with the U.K.
So, for Chinese people, I think it's quite simple because it's exactly the reverse of Chinese addresses. Mm-hmm. If you want to write a letter to the U.K. or write at a U.K. address, you start with the name, then you would do the room, then the building number, then the street name and address, or the street number, mm-hmm. and then the district, or if it's a big city, like mm-hmm. the borough, mm-hmm. then you would do the city, mm-hmm. then the county, mm-hmm. which is like a province, really, mm-hmm. a very small province, and then you would put UK at the end.
Oh, wow.
And then the postcode can come after the city.
That's a lot like the U.S.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the U.S., really, the U.S. would be pretty much like the address we have written in today's lesson, mm-hmm. and we would just basically go from, the street number, mm-hmm. first you want the person's name, but then the street number and name. And then, if there's a building number, you would have that. Then the office, if you have that. Then the city and the country and the zip code. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's pretty much the same. Also, I wanted to mention today, guys, in the lesson we have here, they put the complex name in the address. That's actually not really necessary. Mm-hmm. The district name and the complex name usually aren't necessary, mm-hmm. especially when you're sending something in America. Mm-hmm. As long as you have the street name, the building number, and the zip code is really important, then you're okay.
Yep.
Yeah. So that about does it for today. I hope you guys enjoyed the lesson. As always, if you have any comments, please leave them for us in the comments section. I look forward to reading those. And we will see you next time.
Goodbye.